I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Austin York, and this is the Afternoon All Local.
It's been a great first 2 weeks. We're about two-thirds of the way through. State Fair President Mitchell Gleyber. He's with us right now to talk about that. Mitchell, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Great to be with y'all.
So far, so good?
So far, so good. Yes, sir. Yeah, we are 15 days in or something like that at this point. Of course, the fair runs for 24 days. We're the longest fair in the country. Everything's going great so far. And we've got some big days ahead of us, immediately ahead of us for sure.
We were talking about the weather a moment ago, that you may make it through the entire three-week run without a drop of rain. It's kind of a rarity.
It does look like that's a possibility. Yeah, October is supposed to be the second rainiest month in Dallas,
yeah.
And it's just not turning out to be that way this year. Of course, you know, we know people need rain, and we want it to rain a lot for people, but not necessarily on us during the state fair, so that's a good thing.
Do you have any early numbers as far as attendance versus last year, maybe a couple of years before?
Yeah, so it's actually a little bit difficult to compare year over year because the schedule's a little bit different.
Yeah.
The last couple of years, Red River game, for instance, was on the second Saturday of the fair, and as was Indigenous Peoples Day / Columbus Day, and they were both on the second Saturday. This year they were both on the third Saturday, so it's really kind of comparing apples and oranges at this point. After this weekend, we'll have a much better feel for kind of where we stand.
Let's talk about Texas OU weekend. You guys do anything differently? I know you opened a little early today, and you will tomorrow as well. What else?
Yeah, actually, we do a lot different. It's a huge day for us. We'll probably have close to 200,000 people in the park tomorrow. And we will tomorrow open as if it was an 11 o'clock kickoff. So even though the game's at 2:30 this year, we haven't had a 2:30 game since 2017. But when we do have an 11 a.m. game, we typically open everything quite a bit earlier, 7 a.m. for gates, and most of the concessions and operations in Midway are up and running by 8 a.m., something that we wouldn't do on a regular day. But we know these folks will arrive early and be ready, and we need to give them something to do when they get here.
So it's 7 o'clock tomorrow, is that right? You're still going to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's the later kickoff?
Yeah.
Who comes to the fair at 7 in the morning?
You would be surprised.
Yeah, better watch out. Talk a little bit about that 11 versus 2:30 start. How much difference is there, and how do you guys feel it?
So, like I said, it hadn't been a 2:30 game since 2017, but there's kind of two ways of looking at it. Number one, with a 2:30 game, there's a lot more time for people to arrive and come and enjoy the fair, and it's not as heavy as a load in in terms of trying to get people in, and the traffic is so compacted into a tight time frame. Over 2:30, it's spread out a little bit longer, so it's a little bit easier load in operationally for us. With 11 a.m. kickoff, I guess the advantage of that is that the game's over at or a little bit earlier, and we have another wave of fairgoers that come in the afternoon. So we'll kind of have to wait and see how it plays out. We don't really care. We're just happy that the game's here. It's incredible for the city of Dallas. It's incredible for the state fair. It's incredible for both schools and all of their alumni.
We heard quite a bit about the gun ban in the days and weeks leading up to the fair. It doesn't seem like we've heard a whole lot about it since. Can Paxton just give up?
No. in a word, no. So the proceedings that went on prior to the fair were really just for an injunction. They were trying to ask us to change our policy. And of course, it went through the district court and then the Court of Appeals in Austin and then through the Texas Supreme Court, and that was shot down so that we were able to operate with the policy that we feel like is in the best interests of the State Fair of Texas fairgoers. You know, that's what we're trying to do here, is just provide the safest possible environment for our fairgoers and for our vendors and our staff that we possibly can. And you know, if you look at special events across the state or across the country that are comparable to us, there's just not many places where you're allowed to carry weapons, and we feel like this is the type of environment, a family-friendly environment with a lot of kids. There is alcohol being consumed, and we feel like it's the best approach to take.
Be a lot of alcohol consumed tomorrow,
absolutely.
Yeah. Texas OU Day coming up. Mitchell Gliebert, president of the State Fair, is with us right now. Mitch, thanks so much for stopping by. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
It's great. And here's to a great last week of the fair and a safe and happy Texas OU game.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That is Carissa Condianis with the State Fair of Texas. She has stopped by this day before Texas OU, removed her white cowboy hat, put
that's
on the
headset.
That's
when you know it's serious.
That's
right. That's right.
And,
hi, y'all.
And we are, we're going to check in with her here real quick and get a little, you know what, some little pearls of wisdom for Texas OU weekend at the State Fair and how best to enjoy it if you're coming out to the fair. Because if you've never been out here on Texas OU Day and you're thinking about coming, gird your loins, because it's unlike anything that you will ever see. Carissa, I mean, let's start with just getting to the fair.
Yeah.
People need to know you have options.
You do. We are actually going to open early tomorrow, so we're going to open the fairgrounds at 7 a.m.
Yeah, we were
so
here
highly
at 7.
We highly encourage folks to get in here at 7 a.m. and go ahead and enjoy the fair. It's the best tailgate that you can experience ahead of a football game. You have darts. You can take the dart rail into the fair, the dart buses into the fair. They're a great partner to help get people to the fair quickly and easily and without having to worry about parking.
You get on the green line.
That's right, the green line. And some of their green lines will bypass downtown to get you directly to Fair Park ahead of the game. So go ahead and download your tickets in advance. Your ticket to the game gets you into the fair as well. So ensure that you download that in advance just so you don't have any connectivity issues with so many fans being out here. And then that way you can easily get into the fair quickly to the fun and then get into the stadium when it opens at 12:30. So you can get in there for any pregame festivities that are happening inside Cotton Bowl Stadium before kickoff at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon.
All right, so you're inside fairgrounds. Is there a piece of advice that you would give people that have never been here before? Once again here, let's say at 8 or something like that.
Yeah.
Let's say you don't like waiting in lines. You know, what are some of the things that you can do that you can
one of the top tips I have is order your coupons online in advance. You can order them, and we have hospitality centers throughout the grounds. Once you're inside, go to one of the online coupon pickup centers. You have to have the same credit card that you bought them with, as well as the same ID to match the credit card to ensure that it is you, you know, just to limit any fraud that can happen. But then you'll go to the gate, and you will pick those up at that hospitality booth. And that helps you avoid the coupon line.
Yeah.
And that one's just, it moves quicker because you've already purchased them. You're just picking them up. So that's one of my biggest tips that I give for this day. In addition, you know, it is going to be unseasonably warm for the game this year. So stay hydrated. You know, don't just drink the beer. We want you to come out here and have some fun or the Fernie's funnel cake cream, right? Make sure you're drinking some water too and wear sunscreen. And it's going to be a great day out here. But with a 2:30 kickoff, you know, it is Cotton Bowl.
That's the thing. You got the late kickoff. Past several years, it's been at 11 a.m. The game's over by 2 or 2:30. Everybody goes out and get worn out. And now you got the later kickoff. Everyone's going to be spilling out of the Cotton Bowl at 6:30. It could be a crazier Saturday night at the fair.
Yeah, crazy fun. Crazy fun, that's for sure.
Look at this. She's optimistic, man.
I love this day. This is like Christmas
time. Debbie Downer's around here.
People pour out, and we have so many activities that are included with your admission to the fair for people to continue enjoying all night. The Illumination Sensation Fireworks Show will be at 8 o'clock. We have performances on the Chevrolet main stage and at our other stages throughout the grounds.
And are we doing the drone show again?
We are not doing the drone show. That ended last weekend.
That was a special
multi-day event that we were testing out to see any feedback that we got related to that. But then, I was in a game meeting yesterday with the teams and with the SEC, and one thing that came up in the meeting is that this game is like having a bowl game.
Yeah.
In the middle of their season. And there's so much buildup to this, and there's so much tradition and history here. Even with Texas coming in at number one, you just don't know what can happen in this game. And so there's so much hype. This game is always sold out. With the SEC being here, we have so much more going out on the grounds. And the decor on the grounds, I'm sure y'all noticed as you came in, has flipped over to being burnt orange and crimson and cream throughout the grounds. And one new tradition after the game, we will be raising a Texas-sized flag on the midway for the winning team.
Oh, that'll be fun.
And that will fly through the end of day tomorrow. And then when fans come back next year, they'll see the prior year's team flag flying until the end of the game. And if a new team wins, that flag goes up.
I like that. I like that tradition.
And you know what I like? It's good to know there's a code of conduct this year.
Yes, sir. There is a code of conduct.
I never thought of that before.
I'm sure people will be paying a lot of attention to that. Tell me about that.
You know, we have a guest code of conduct for the fair in general.
Right.
But we also have a fan code of conduct in the Cotton Bowl. And it's just about, really, it's what's followed across football, you know, at all colleges. But just to ensure that we're all being respectful and that you're coming and, you know, this is about healthy competition and no fighting and just to have a good time, be responsible, drink responsibly, do all those things. So it's nothing out of the ordinary, but just come in, follow the rules, use your common sense, have a great time. But let's be kind. As I tell my kids every day, the most important things are kindness, bravery, and smarts. Let's use all three of those tomorrow
God,
at Texas.
I don't have any of those things. Right. I'm in trouble.
You know, and you said it earlier, for you guys at the fair, this is Christmas, New Year's, and the 4th of July.
That's right.
All rolled into one.
That's right.
Texas OU. Carissa, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you all.
Appreciate it, as always. Great advice. Yeah, you have you got options.
The thing I didn't even know about is the coupons online. I'm going to start doing that because I've been in those lines before to get coupons. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
So now I know.
Texas OU fans are already showing up and showing out at the state fair. Austin York's there.
All right, this is not a scientific poll, but it seems like this year a lot more burnt orange is showing up at the State Fair of Texas.
Who do you think wins tomorrow?
Oh, Texas, absolutely. No question about it.
Why is that? What do you think?
Quinn Ewers.
Well, look at their season. Wouldn't you root for Texas?
Absolutely. They're number one in the nation, right?
Woohoo! Yeah!
I'm rooting for Texas because my bum ex goes to OU.
So what makes them so confident?
I think our offensive line is going to hold up, and our defense is really, really good.
They're always good. They're a powerhouse. They went to the SEC.
And it's not like Oklahoma Sooner fans don't show up.
Still have O-line issues. Still have the top five wide receivers out. But, you know, they found a way to make it work against Arkansas. And there's still a chance they can find a way to make it work here.
I'm hoping OU does. I'm always up for the underdog, so why not?
From the State Fair of Texas, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
You can catch the big game live here on KRLD, or you can listen to us here. KRLD is the official watch party, and we're going to be having it at the Longhorn Ice House Saturday starting at 1:30. And we'll have tickets to give away for the Texas-Georgia game on the 19th. And then tonight, of course, love that we're promoting tomorrow, but we're right here live, baby. Okay, come stop by for the bash before the clash with the Texas X's. You can get your ticket at DallasTexasX's.org.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's also the biggest weekend of the year at Fair Park.
State Fair Security, Dallas Police, Dallas ISD Police, and DART have spent months getting ready for 200,000 people to pack Fair Park for Texas OU weekend.
We know each other personally. We're committed to working together and to providing you with the best experience possible.
DART Police Chief Charles Cato says they'll also have officers on train platforms to answer questions. The State Fair of Texas's Carissa Condianis says the Cotton Bowl uses the same rules as the NFL, so you can only bring clear bags, no tote bags, camera bags, or backpacks.
The State Fair adopts the most up-to-date recommended security practices for special events of our size and constantly evaluates additional measures to increase our effectiveness.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And once again, don't forget, you can listen to the broadcast tomorrow. Game time is at 2:30. We start at 1:30 right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. If you're going to the game, you can listen to us there. Or if you're at the State Fair, just hanging out being Texas OU adjacent in the State Fair, ring up the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY and find KRLD, and we'll have the broadcast for you.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.